Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The fortunes of Congressman Ron Paul appear to be rising in the Republican presidential contest. One new poll in Iowa puts him just 1 point behind the frontrunner there, Newt Gingrich. Ron Paul's support also seems to be growing in New Hampshire. And WBUR's Fred Tice has this look at what that surge means for former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney.
In New Hampshire, Ron Paul is still in third place behind Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich. But he is gaining ground, and he's drawing more people to his events. Last month, when I saw him in Rochester, he attracted about 80 people. Last night, in the Peterborough townhouse, about 120 people showed up.
Honestly, 120 is a pretty small crowd for Ron Paul.
Mike Dennehy knows something about gathering crowds in New Hampshire. He's the architect of John McCain's two successful New Hampshire campaigns.
He's typically getting 200 to 300 in other areas of the state.
Almost all of the people in the Peterborough townhouse were like independent voter Tom O'Malley, who thought Paul would probably not take New Hampshire.
I would think he'd probably be in maybe in second or third place out here, you know, with all the money that's being spent by Romney and Gingrich, I'm sure that he won't do as well as I'd like to see him do.
So even if Ron Paul's supporters don't think he can win New Hampshire, what's his impact on the race? If you ask the crowd in Peterborough, you won't get much of a perspective on how Paul might influence the chances of Romney or Gingrich. Everyone here is already committed to Paul and not thinking about another candidate. Contractor and young dad Brandon Sepala, wearing a sweatshirt that says, "Ron Paul for President, Defender of the Constitution," is a good example.
He's just an honest man, and that's pretty rare.
The people in the room like that Ron Paul gives straight answers, that unlike Mitt Romney, he doesn't have a history of tailoring his answers to his audience. And University of New Hampshire political science professor Dante Scala says Paul's brand of straight talk is appealing to voters across New Hampshire.
Paul, for this generation of young conservatives, is seen as that maverick Republican who sticks to his principles.
Paul talks about one of those principles, self-reliance, at the Peterborough townhouse.
How do we get people to realize they can't live beyond their means? Well, if we didn't have bailouts and we didn't have a dependency on government, if we didn't have welfare for the rich and food stamp for the poor, and they always knew government was there to take care of them, they would be a lot more cautious.
You'd expect this pitch to be a hit with Republicans, so it might come as a surprise that the room in Peterborough is full of independent voters.
Ron Paul does better or is seen more favorably among independents than he is among Republicans.
And the University of New Hampshire's Dante Scala says that's key to evaluating Paul's ability to hurt Romney and former Utah Governor John Huntsman. That's because both candidates are courting the same independent voters. Republican political consultant Mike Dennehy agrees that Paul is hurting Huntsman.
Independent voters seem to be moving more towards Ron Paul and less towards John Huntsman.
Dennehy points out that Romney, too, is trying to woo independent voters, and so he thinks Romney is also hurt by the rise of Paul. And if Romney's hurt, that could help his current main rival, Gingrich. But UNH's Dante Scala argues that what hurts Huntsman helps Romney.
So to the extent that Ron Paul holds John Huntsman back, I think that tends to help Mitt Romney.
And what helps Romney hurts Gingrich. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.